This goes to Dr. Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A, Erskine, E-R-S-K-I-N-E, fax 269-273-9665, regarding Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-Y-N, like November, Steinman, S-T-E-I-N, like November, M like Mary, A-N, like November. Date of birth 1/17/1950. Dear Dr. Erskine, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Steinman with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was in March 24th of this year. She has gained 8 pounds over the last 6 months. She has been having some problems with diarrhea recently. She did take an over-the-counter anti-diarrheal tablet, probably Imodium, and then she had constipation that was present for about a week. She was unable to move bowels at all for a week. So she took another mild laxative, but then got diarrhea again. So she's wondering if there's anything that can be done that would help keep the bowels normal without diarrhea alternating with constipation and medication side effect induced constipation. She states that she's had the Kidney Smart class, but she does not think she wants to look into getting a fistula yet. So she's not sure if she wants to do dialysis when and if the time comes that she might need it. So she's up in the air about that at this point. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She did have the diarrhea without blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No significant foaminess either. Intermittent edema, which is stable. She does control that with her Lasix and with monitoring her daily weights. And no unusual rashes or bruising. Medications, I want to highlight the Lasix, 20 milligrams, 1 to 2 daily, usually once a day, but if the swelling is bad, she will increase it to twice a day. Potassium, 20 milliequivalent once a day. And insulins for her diabetes and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 261 pounds, and blood pressure is 132/70. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 8/14/2024. Albumin is 4.1. Creatinine, 2.57, with estimated GFR of 19. Calcium, 9.4, I guess. Phosphorus, 3.7. Hemoglobin, 11.8 with normal white count, normal platelets. Sodium, 144. Potassium, 4.8. Carbon dioxide, 26. Liver enzymes are normal. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. They are fluctuating between 2.5 and 2.77 for the last year. 2, congestive heart failure, currently without exacerbation. 3, hypertension is well controlled. 4, diabetic nephropathy. The patient was asked to get labs for us monthly, and a new lab order was mailed to her. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.